question to you is, if I'm working in the flower shop and I have a person in there who wants to be waited on and the phone is ringing, which do I do first?
Welcome to the Business and Pleasure of Flowers. We're your hosts, Fonda LaFever
and Lori Wilson, and we believe that business and fun are a perfect combination. Kind of like us, Fonda.
Good morning, Fonda. Happy Valentine week.
Yes, Valentine week. Oh my gosh, Lori, the craziness.
You know what's crazy is because it's on Sunday in my calendar mind, which my Google calendar mind, Monday through Friday, I kept thinking, oh, we got two more weeks. Like, we don't. So anyway. So this week when we were trying to figure out what we wanted to talk about, I thought, well, I'm going to go look back and see what we did last February. And I started listening to episode 6 and realized, oh my gosh, this is still so timely. It's all about quick customer service tips. So that's when I approach you and I'm like, hey, is recycling podcasts the thing? Because if it is, we need to do this.
And it definitely is. We know it is. And it's still such relevant information. So why not, right?
Right. So we talk about 4 tips for exceptional customer service. You did go in, which thank you very much. I know it still took time, down a lot of the chitty chat, because play this in your shop this week for your employees to listen to, whether they're in the back room or whether they're, if it's slow, play this. Everyone will pick up a tip or two to help get them through the week.
Lori, you just said something that will never happen, and that was, if it's slow.
Well, that's
this
true.
This is not going to be slow.
That is true.
We will just say that, like, after you close, right, and you're still there for another hour doing designing and prepping the shop, then you can play it. That will be
great. Right. And what's fascinating, even though we're still in a pandemic, these are still, customer service still needs to happen. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they're great tips. Take a listen, you guys. I hope they help. And Fonda, we're going to be thinking of them all this week. Hang in there.
That's right. We'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Number one rule to remember: when a customer has an issue, acknowledge it with an immediate reply. So timing is everything. Because of the internet, because of mad customers and customers talk to other people in the town. So your goal is to respond to that customer's issue ASAP.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary even an issue. I think it's a some of this is when the phone is ringing, answer the phone before the fourth ring. After the third ring, wow, there should be somebody else in line to answer the phone. Because I look at that and I say an immediate reply is even responding quickly when somebody's calling. Because when I'm calling, I'm not the most patient person. And I really would like somebody to pick up the phone and talk to me right away. And I do think that that's most customers who are calling to order flowers or have some type of a situation, whether positive or negative. They want to be heard and they want to be heard now.
So let me ask you a couple things. I'm going to put you on the spot here. I have called flower shops before and it rings and rings and rings. Now, I probably wasn't ordering flowers. Maybe I was calling to talk to someone there because they know me and or whatever. It goes to a voicemail. I understand there might just be one person working, but I will tell you as a customer, if I'm ordering flowers and it sends me to a voicemail and I'm getting ready to buy something, I will just hang up.
True. I agree.
So my question to you is, if I'm working in the flower shop and I have a person in there who wants to be waited on and the phone is ringing, which do I do first?
I would say to the customer that's right next to me, I just want to acknowledge this customer on the phone and I will be right with you. Can you take a look at this while I grab the phone? And then get on the phone, you say, flowers, et cetera. This is Vonda. And yes, I need to order flowers. And I can say, I'm with a customer right now. If you wouldn't mind holding, I'll be right with you. Or could I have a phone number and call you back?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's important for employees to know because sometimes you're caught and you think you're doing the right thing because that person's in front of you, but you got a customer ringing thinking you're not available, they may never call again.
Exactly. It's a hard balance. Somehow acknowledge the customer, whether in front of you or on the phone, immediately.
Right. Okay.
While we're on that one, another thing that's real time right now, online reviews.
Ugh, yes, especially Valentine's Day, after Valentine's Day. You might have a guy that sends flowers to a girlfriend and then they break up, but somehow he blames the flowers.
So let's just keep that in mind. And maybe at the end, we'll recap all four of those, the rules of customer services for a review. So let's do first live and then let's go to the reviews at the end and recap. What do you think?
Okay. Sounds good. Just remind me because I will have forgotten by the time we get there.
All right.
Part of this first one too that I thought is acknowledge them with an immediate reply. The bigger picture there is if I feel like I had an issue, I want you to acknowledge that you understand my issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's all going to get solved right there, but I need to know I'm heard.
Lori, I hear what you're saying.
Thank you.
And that's all you really need to do. Is I hear what you're saying.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. So even if it's real or not, it's their reality, right? We used to always talk about that.
Absolutely.
Their reality, their perception. That's really mm-hmm. all that matters. Okay. Rule number two. Now I changed this one up a bit. It was don't apologize, but in being in this industry for 8 years, I would say don't over apologize. Mm-hmm. I do think it's an important one to acknowledge it. If it is your fault, of course, say, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I think it's okay to say, but don't keep saying it over and over and over again. Acknowledge the issue. Say you're sorry that happened to them and then move on.
And there's not a whole lot more you can say about that. It's just they want to be acknowledged. They want to be heard. They want to be acknowledged. And they want to be apologized, but over and over and over again.
Right. Well, because if you're one of those chronic apologizers, that's going to shape that customer's point of view. Let's say it's one of your employees and they're a chronic apologizer. That might be the only representation you have of the shop. And they're like, yep, they screwed up. And they're going to share. Oh, they knew that was their fault. I mean, they're going to go on and mm-hmm. on. So mm-hmm. just try to. And it's hard not to do that.
True. Mm-hmm. You know, because you think that that's what the customer wants. When in reality, they don't. It's not good for anybody, really.
Right. This article talks about try to find a non-confrontational, cheerful way to apologize. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? So anyway, just don't do it needlessly.
Well, and I think the other one, that number three that we come to, don't shift the blame, goes hand in hand with that. Because when you're saying, I'm really sorry, you're apologizing that this happened to you. You don't want to mm-hmm. go into, but Lori always does that. I don't know why she always does that. Her arrangement, but I can't tell you. It's all Lori's fault. It's shifting the blame.
Don't you feel like this is a hard one? Because don't you kind of want to go, man, I so want to throw Lori under the bus on this because I know it was her that made this or whatever. She's the one that caused this problem.
Yeah, don't throw them under the bus. Don't throw your coworkers under the bus.
It never ends well. It always comes back and bites you. Yeah. You just got to, you know, the whole motto, take one for the team.
I love that. That's true.
You just got to take one for the team. And then you can get off the phone and go to the person that caused a problem and say, you owe me big.
Yeah. Do you know what they said about you? And I took it all.
I let them think it was me. So we've all been there. And again, the article calls it passing the buck. Don't pass the buck. Let it stop with you. Take responsibility. Okay. Last one. Give more than they bargained for. Vonda, this seems to be against what profit-minded Vonda has always said. What do you think about that? As a customer service rule, always give more than what you bargained for.
Yeah. Lori, our little example here says, The goal is if an item is $50, let's provide $60 worth of value and a little good karma. And of course, as profit-minded, we don't want to do that. We don't want to give them $60 worth of flowers because then we're making less money and you can't pay your employees and you can't pay the driver. So the key is to come up with something that is a perceived value that gives extra value. So the perception is, wow, that is awesome. And I had a friend who was doing that for Valentine's Day, and they were giving priority delivery, which they were allowing a customer to choose a 3-hour window of which the flowers could be delivered. And they said, since you ordered early, I'm going to upgrade you to priority delivery, which is a $24.95 value. And I'm just going to charge you the regular delivery charge, which is $12.95. You know,
that's
and
awesome.
You choose that 3-hour window. So now, okay, now I'm giving them more than they expected. It's like under promise, over deliver on what you're doing. So what is something that you can give them that really doesn't cost you anything? Perceived value of a priority delivery on Valentine's Day is kind of huge, I think. I thought that was a great idea. Yeah,
that is a really good idea. I'm trying to think. I guess when I looked at this, I agreed with you. If they did $60 worth of product in every $50 item, they'd be out of business, right? So you can't do that. I also think from a salesperson standpoint, just being on the phone, going above and beyond what the customer expected, instead of just taking their order, right? Be pleasant, have conversation, figure out who they are. What, you know, we talked about being intuitive in one of our podcasts. Go above and beyond, because the bottom line is you want them to hang up thinking, wow, that was a good experience. Those are nice people.
I would call there again because they really took care of me and they seemed to care about me.
Absolutely. So yeah, that was given more than they bargained for. It says, one of the examples they used, which I think is very similar to what you did, like Zappos, the online store. Every once in a while, you'll get randomly upgraded to first class shipping or something instead of, and you're like, woohoo, yay me. What a big deal. And it probably cost Zappos nothing. But in my mind, I didn't have to pay for that. So that's super exciting.
And you think how much more valued you felt as a customer because they did that. You're like, oh, wow, I'm going to do that again. Maybe I'll get to do free shipping again.
Exactly. I need to buy more. I need to buy more shoes. I need to buy more stuff.
And that's what we want at a flower shop, is that customers, when they're calling Valentine's Day or whenever the call is coming in, they need to feel like, gosh, I want to do that more often. One, that the experience ordering the flowers was great, but two, they have to be fantastic flowers when the recipient receives them, that they're getting like this ooh and ah, how fabulous these are. Then they're like, ooh, I like that feeling. I'm going to order flowers more.
Let me ask you just one question there. Let's say you had an overstock of certain vases, like big vases. Would it be too expensive if you upgraded, you were doing an arrangement and maybe you upgraded them to one of these vases that you already had, but you really did need to get rid of? But in their mind, it was a bigger product. Is that okay? Or am I still losing money?
No, you're not necessarily losing money. You're not, maybe not saying a bigger vase, because if I put the same size of arrangement in a bigger vase, it's going to look, it's not going to be in scale or in proportion to what I have. So what you're saying is taking better quality vase and putting the same flowers in that. Only do that if you've gotten a really good deal on them and there's a great perceived value. Like you said, you want to get rid of. Let the customer know, you know what, I'm going to upgrade these in a more beautiful keepsake vase for you today at that same price because I value you as a customer. Don't just automatically do it. Let them know why.
Let them know you're doing it. At least, at least get a little glory.
Again, under promise, over deliver. And they'd be like, okay, awesome. I'm happy with that.
Vonda, it amazes me that those four tips still hold true today, even though our world has changed so much, way more than we even knew was going to happen. These still hold true.
Oh, absolutely. Customer service is customer service, pandemic or non-pandemic, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. And people were posting in our members group. This is my 37th Valentine's Day, and everybody's going kind of telling their story, which I always love to see, you know, how that goes. But 37 years ago, you still had to do this.
Yeah, that is so true. Absolutely. When I started in the business in 1975.
Oh, wow.
It was always acknowledge the customer when they come in the door. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge the customer when they're on the phone. Don't let the phone ring more than three times. That number one, boy, still the same, right?
As much as we have evolved, we still do have the same expectations, right? We're creatures of habit. So anyway, okay, let's do a quick recap of the four.
Okay.
Number one.
I just did.
You just did. Acknowledge immediately. And we talked about whether it's a happy or a mad or a sad or whatever, doesn't matter the circumstance. If it's somebody on the phone needing something or they walk in, acknowledge as quickly as you can.
Absolutely.
Number two always cracks me up. Don't over apologize. Yeah. Yes, you need to admit fault, especially if you truly are at fault.
Right.
But nothing is more annoying than that person is like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. You're like, stop.
Enough. Enough. Apologize.
And move on.
And move on.
Right. Number three, don't shift the blame. Don't throw somebody under the bus.
That's what I was going to say. Don't throw them under the bus.
Throw them under the bus, even though everything in you probably wants to.
Right.
You can go straight to them afterwards and say, I just took one for the team. You owe me big, but don't do it in front of the customer because it doesn't help the company.
And don't do it in front of coworkers either.
No, right. Right. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Just do it in your mind. Do it in your mind. And then what is the last one?
It's that give your customer more than they bargained for, not financial, not extra flowers, but that extra customer service or a perceived value that makes them feel like, wow, I'm extra special.
Yep. Nope. I think these are perfect. So again, if you're listening to this and your staff isn't, play it again, play it again another time in your office. So, okay. What, Vonda, is inspiring you this week?
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you first.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you always ask me. It's your turn to go first, Lori.
Okay. Well, what's inspiring me, if you guys are following on our podcast page, I've been posting a lot of pictures of our Flower Click boxes.
Ooh.
I love them.
And why do you love them?
Well, first of all, because they're pink.
Yes.
And second of all, because they're pink. No, because they say Flower Click on them. And you know what? Ellie worked really hard on these. We have to give Ellie kudos when it's very clear she's the one that created it. It had to be simple, yet represent who we are as a company. And so it's just exciting. And what I love even more than just the boxes is our members were so excited to get them. And they were all sending us pictures. My new boxes are here. The boxes are here. So anyway, okay. What is inspiring you, Vonda?
Well, it's good that you went first because I would have blown it then. Because what's inspiring me are the bouquets that are in those boxes. Oh. Because the pre-made bouquets have been coming in absolutely gorgeous. Our members have been posting pictures of those. And I just know how much easier their Valentine's Day is going to be because really they're going to be able to cut and create. The flowers are there. They're not running back and forth in the cooler and trying to figure out what goes in each arrangement.
So right.
That's what inspired me. I'm just hoping and praying that Valentine's Day is a really wonderful holiday for them and that they can play Cupid time and time again.
Right. No, I agree. I do want to clarify something because I have had a lot of people private message me because we've been posting these boxes. These bundles and boxes are for Flower Click members. Unfortunately, it's not something that people can just randomly buy. So I've probably had a dozen people reach out, you know, how do I buy those? They go along with a Flower Click membership. And so if that's something you want to talk about, let us know. If not, no big deal. But I just thought that definitely needs clarification.
Yeah, that's very good that you could clarify that, Lori. It's basically that those bundles are what's on your website.
Right. They wouldn't help another shop that's not a member because, like you said, the designs are on the website. So, all right. Well, these people need to get back to work, Vonda. It is Valentine's week, you know.
It is Valentine's week. So everyone, again, We'll see you on the other side.
Good luck. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed spending time with us because we enjoy spending time with you. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button or add the Business and Pleasure of Flowers to your Google morning routine or your flash briefing on Alexa. We look forward to seeing you next week.
So please come back and join us and discover how a bit of knowledge and one small change in your mindset can take you to new levels in your life and business.